Sorry, chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Behemah. Now we're dealing with an animal, right? Now we've left birds, now dealing with an animal. So we see we're going to list a whole lot of things now that these things combine together to form the minimum eggs bulk. All of these things. Ha'or, the hide. So, and he brings over here that it's talking about a hide which clings to the flesh. So you've got a piece of flesh of the animal and you've got a little bit of hide on top of the flesh. So that would add together to make up an egg's bulk that could impart impurity to something else. If it became impure, it touched another food, so the other food would also become impure. But it has to be an egg's bulk. So the skin adds to the egg's bulk. Varotev, the meat juices also add to it. Vakipo, not only that, but the spices. For example, it brings out garlic and onions, right? If they're mixed up with the meat, so they also add to the egg's bulk. Va'alal, the alal is the meat remnants which are left clinging to the hide. So you've got the hide, and you've got like a little bit of meat underneath it. That also adds to an egg's bulk. Vatsamos, the bones which contain marrow. Vagidim, sinews. Vakarnaim, the horns. And again, this is talking about the base where there's, you know, fleshy part. Vatlafaim, and the hooves also again at the base where it's got flesh on it. So all of these things, as the Mishnah Mitztaf and the Tama Tumas Oichlin, they add together to impart food impurity, meaning they add together to form the minimum egg amount to impart impurity. Avalor tumas nevelus, but they don't add together to impart nevela impurity. And what this is talking about is an olive's bulk of nevela flesh imparts impurity. Nevela is a carcass. So an olive's bulk of a carcass would also impart impurity. But these things don't add up to make up the minimum of an olive's bulk for a carcass. Only an egg's bulk for other kinds of impurities, not nevela impurities. Kiyotzibo says the Mishnah, Shochet Behemah Metame, if someone slaughters a non-kosher animal, the Nochri for a non-Jew, Vehima Farkesis, and it's still jerking, right? Same as we said before, it's still like seizuring. Metame Tumas Oichlin, so that can impart food impurity. Let's say an Avatuma touches it while it's seizuring, and then it touches some other food while it's still seizuring, so it would transmit the impurity from the avatuma. Let's say the corpse touches it. Right? That's a bit of a weird case. You've got the seizuring animal that's not kosher, and a corpse falls on it. Maybe the guy who shechted it has a heart attack and he drops dead. And the other foot of the animal is touching some other food. So it would transmit the impurity from the corpse to the other thing, even while it's still seizuring. Avalot tumas nevelus, but it's not considered a carcass while it's still seizuring. Ad shetamus, until it's like properly dead, or ad sheyatiz es rosha, or until its head's been chopped off. If its head's chopped off, then even though it's still seizuring, it's considered a nevela, it's considered a carcass, yeah. Ribe letame tumas oichlin, mimashi ribe letame tumas nevela. So more impart food impurity than nevela impurity, meaning all of these things that we listed above combine with the flesh for food impurity, but they don't combine with nevela impurity.